Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight will be Terry Joseph, who's the passing game coordinator on defense for the Saints. And Bob, that's been the big jump on this football team, just how well they played on defense. And it kind of gets overshadowed because of Tyler Shuck.
Well, and it seems like they're getting better and better. That's why I don't know. Mike, they have like coordinator of the year. There's an award. I think Brandon Staley got to be in that conversation.
He would be in it.
The team was better, a better record, but
he might win it.
But I think you definitely got to put him. You know, you look at like the pass defense and what we've been able to do. Sixth best. Anytime, you know, you're in the top 10, and I know Brady Cooks couldn't do anything. Mike, when you look at the success he was trying to have, no. Not so fast. Quarterback rating of like 65. We sacked him 8 times. He had interceptions, 22 of 30, 188 yards. So, yeah, Mike, I like what our young defensive backs, what they've been able to do. And really, when you look at it, 188 yards, we're giving up 181. So that was about right what they did. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to come about, because they're going to be challenged. What rookie's better, Cam Ward or Tyler Shuck? Because Cam Ward got off, and they finally won at home against the Chiefs. But, oh, well, Pat Mahomes didn't play well. He don't play defense anyway. And Cam Ward was able to have success, Mike, 228 yards, 2 touchdowns. So he's going to have a little confidence. So I'm intrigued, because it's a big difference, 40th overall pick to number 1 overall pick. And right now, I know Tyler Shuck can hang with Cam Ward.
Man, Cam Ward, do you think about his journey? And we'll talk much about it. It's unbelievable. Zero recruit. I remember talking to Coach Rebo about him, because his uncle drives a truck. Truck driver. He goes in the Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama area. This is before I was doing Tiger Tailgate. I meet him up on the sidelines. He's, man, I listen to you guys all the time.
We start on the road, yeah.
And he's like, I want to introduce you to my nephew. And it was Cam Ward. He was at Incarnate Word. And think zero recruit, leaves there, goes to Washington State, was on the verge of coming out early for the 2024 draft. Then Miami of Florida came a-calling and said, hey, listen, come play 1 year here, see what happens.
Well, I would like Miami's chances better against Ohio State if Cam Ward was playing quarterback instead of Carson Beck.
I agree.
Because, you know, Carson Beck's played in some big games, but he's also thrown some big game interceptions.
But, boy, that defense is good.
No, yeah.
Man, that defense is awfully good.
The Aggies, no matter what they are, they might think they can handle prosperity. No. The Texas A&M Aggies are like an 8-4 team. They got to live with it. They can't win a championship. Now, I'm going off on a tangent. We'll talk about that another day. But how about them Saints? If you look at the Saints right now, a team that was once 1-8 has now won 4 of its past 6 games. Now we improved to 5-10, 2 games remaining. The Saints have already exceeded, like Las Vegas, over and under, 4.5. 5 games, Mike. I think it's a great opportunity six, if not seven. I mean, why not? You know, it'd be interesting to see what the weather going to be like in Nashville.
Well, they got to win one more game for me to cash in. I didn't get it.
Yeah,
because I got it at 5.5, so
yeah,
got to get it to 6.
Right, but it was like 4.5, 5.5. Yeah. It was fluctuating between that.
Because I think it started at 5.5, and then it and dropped to 4.5.
I don't know, maybe if some of those Vegas were at that Rams-Saints practice out in Irvine.
All I know is I never thought I'd cash that ticket in, I'll be honest with you.
Well, no, not when you won an 8.
Yeah.
But no, they've gotten hot at the right time. And you look at it, they handle adversity and all that. Look, the Saints just led just 9-6 at halftime, but then they outscored the Jets 20-0 the rest of the way. You look at Tyler Shuck. 32 of 49, 61%, 308 yards, his first 300-yard game, a touchdown. No, he had a lot of game balls for Coach Moore to give out. You know, it's like almost if you were playing and everyone was having success, it was kumbaya. Look, even Charlie Smith, the kicker. You know, 3 weeks ago, Mike, he plays his first NFL game. Now he tied a franchise record with 5 made field goals. So when you look at all that, then you look at Cam Jordan, you look at Taysom Hill, you look at Chris Olave.
Juwan Johnson.
To show you, how things were going good, we broke the black helmet jinx. I mean, if you look, the Saints finally won their first game in their black alternate helmets that they debuted that back in 2022. Mike, so we had come up with a big win. We were 0-6 in those damn black helmets. I go, why? Before the Jets game, I go, why are we wearing that? So they said, we for sure trying to get a win. We go, come on, we got to beat the sorry-ass Jets. So let's try and wear the black helmets and get a win. And they finally end up getting a win. But, Mike, when they was wearing those black helmets before, in the 5 games before and all looking at, now they had that 28-25 loss in the Vikings in London. But those alternate helmets, we were losing by an average of 9 points a game. I was like, man, we got too many Florida leads. All those little Florida leads, like a bunch of little bees on there. We got to get rid of that black helmet. I like the white one. I like the traditional one. But now we finally got over the hump with that black helmet, the alternate helmet, coming with a win. You look at Chris Olave, finished 10 catches, 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. If he was, like, having a perfect game, Mike, he could have been hovering around 200 yards receiving. He could have even had a better game than he did. Now, but that's a good showing. And you look at Shuck and how prolific he was. Mike, he led 10 drives, and all but 3 of those drives ended with scoring opportunities. We punted just one time. And if you look at that punting only one time, a feat that they was only managed twice since Drew Brees retired. So we haven't seen that kind of game. Usually we have way more punts than what you witness, and that did not happen. So I'm highly encouraged by Tyler Shuck. And again, you bring up the defense at the beginning. We allowed just 100. Now, it's an NFL game. We allowed just 195 net yards of offense. Just 2 of the New York's 63 offensive plays gained more than 20 yards, and they had one long run of 7. So, Mike, it was really a complimentary, complete game. And, again, we should be able to do it. The Jets are sorry, but it's still an NFL team. It's still pros versus pros. So, I like it.
They own the schedule.
On the schedule.
Guess what? You got to play them.
Look, it's always nice when the Big Easy kicks the Big Apple's ass. You know, it's not as good as whipping the Cowgirls. And, again, another great football weekend. How about the Chargers in Jerry's World? They spanked that Cowgirl behind. No. Look, we're trending upward. The Cowgirls are trending downward. So, you know, you got to look at the ebbs and flow of a season. That's where we're at right now. And, again, you talk about the defense. Look at the Jets. Jets just had 12 first downs. I think the bottom, you got to have at least 14 first downs or more, if not hovering around 20. But 12 first downs, like I said, 195 total yards of offense. And we've been amongst the best on third down defense. That has always been the case throughout the season. We've been unbelievable third down defense. Mike, always around 34-35%. Well, they end up being only 2 of 15 on third down. No, just outstanding. And you look at, we were outstanding. This is a game we do this continuously going forward. Offense or defense, they were 2 of 15, 13%. Yeah, 2 of 15, 30%, and we were 47%, 8 of 17.
I'll take that any game.
Oh, no.
What, anything over 40? I'll take that any game.
Yeah. On third one down. Year, remember when I told you we led, I think it was 90, 91, 90, I think it was 92. We led the NFL in third down conversions, 48.5%. You know, I said, oh,
that's unbelievable.
You got to be 50% or more. No, if you, that's
you're
a good number.
40s.
47, 48%. And then we had more than 2-to-1 total yardage. They had 195. Like I said, we had 412. Now, the one area we got to get better, but we own our four-string running back. we got to average better per carry. Mike, we only average. Now, we held the Jets now. They only averaged 3.2, but we only averaged 3.4. And for the season, we had 3.6. And now, we did it this game, but we've been giving up 4.1. If we could flip that. And, you know, we've done it by committee with the running backs. Taysom Hill, as much as we love him, he had an off-year running the football. He had the longest run, remember that one time, 29-yard run. I keep forgetting the game. Was that the Rams game or was that the Panthers? It was when he had the 29-yard run. But the point being, no, Taysom Hill was way below his average rushing, but he wasn't average yesterday. If you look, Taysom Hill, first player in the Super Bowl era to have 1,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving, the last player to actually do it. Now, you look, that's the Super Bowl era, but actually the last player to do it in the NFL was Charlie Trippi 70 years ago. just look up Charlie Trippi. They didn't even have face masks. That's when you had a leather helmet and you fold it in your back pocket and you just put it on your head. You
think almost like a wallet.
You think they're worried about concussions then? But then you do more shoulder tackles like they do in rugby. You know, you wouldn't use your helmet as a weapon. But, yeah, so you got Taysom Hill and Charlie Trippi. That's a unique NFL history. But modern day age, modern football, the speed of the game, first player in Super Bowl era to accomplish that. Congratulations, Taysom Hill. I found this in the back of the closet. My Joe Taysom Hill shirt, jack of all trades, or Swiss Army knife, however you want to describe it. No, I always said this. If Taysom Hill showed at your house and your daughter said, yeah, I'm dating this Mormon guy. Oh, Mormon? Why you? I don't know about that. But then you see it was Taysom Hill, you hit the lottery. Taysom Hill's almost too good to be true. If your daughter, whatever, now he's married, has a bunch of kids, but before he got married, if your daughter brought Taysom Hill home, you'd be like, oh, he's unbelievable. He's even a better guy than Drew Brees, I think. And you know what I think of Drew Brees?
We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Bobby along with Mike Hoss. Saints head coach Kellen Moore and defensive pass coordinator, secondary coach Terry Joseph will join us until 7:30. And then it'll be Monday Night Football. And, man, for the 49ers, Bob, they've already clinched a spot in the playoffs.
The 49ers could be dangerous. You know what? If you look at it, because it fluctuates. You look at a division. You know, like the NFC North, everyone's relevant. Remember, it was the Vikings, Packers, Lions. Look where the Bears are at now. Y'all stay up and watch that game?
That was a hell of
a finish.
They're
going crazy in freaking Chicago right now.
That was a great finish.
But then you look at the Vikings. I don't trust J.J. McCarthy, their quarterback. The Lions probably not going to make the playoffs. Look, I'm telling you, you got to take advantage when you get there. Because look where injuries, whatever you describe it. But look where the Lions and the Commanders are right now. Out of sight, out of mind. And then you look at the NFC West. To me, that's the best division. You look at the Rams. You look at the Seahawks, the 49ers. Not only the Cardinals, and we should have beat the Cardinals. Remember that week one? We should have beat
that's
them.
That's terrible, you lost.
But the Cardinals, the Cardinals are the NFC version, I think, right now of the Jets. They kind of moved on. We're getting ready to go on vacation in Cabo San Lucas. Or
I know one thing. Kyler Murray ain't quarterbacking them no more.
No. And he's too much a prima donna. There's not enough quarterbacks, but again,
he can spin it too.
Very similar to Tua. That contract is like you paid him too much money before they actually did something. Then when all of a sudden you look, Kyler Murray having $150 million guaranteed, Tua $150 million, what have they done? Now, I mean, that's why if you look, it was almost the same situation with Russell Wilson. You might have to cut bait and just eat it.
And that's what
Russell Wilson did with the Broncos. That's kind of like where the Dolphins and the Cardinals are at with those two cats.
Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, brother.
All right, Hollywood swinger. What you got?
Hey, Bobby, guess what tomorrow is?
What's tomorrow? I know it's almost Christmas.
And it's Tuesday, you got that part right.
It's almost Christmas, I know that. What you got?
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, Hollywood. So are you close to retirement, or you just love your job so much you'll never retire?
I'm retired. I retired November the 1st. Them grandkids, I got so much stuff to do. I was in my work, so I had to retire.
Oh, so you retired. You could take care of your grandkids, and I know you're on that board for E.D. White to help them to keep being prosperous. And go ahead.
I got a grandson that's a basketball player. And then I got a granddaughter, Sot LaFou. She's a basketball player. So I got them all scattered out.
Oh, so they like basketball. So they take their skill set. Does it come from you, from your wife, or from your son-in-law, or what? Or your daughter-in-law, wherever. Where does it come from? I mean, because if you play basketball, you can't be you can't be stiff. You got to be coordinated. I mean, can they shoot or what? Well, what's their game? Tell me.
He assists a lot. He passes the ball.
And so he's a good passer.
Oh, so he's a point guard.
He's a good team player.
He's point guard.
And the other one, she got a lot of determination. She got full energy, so you need that.
Oh yeah, you gotta have a lot of energy. You gotta have that spunk. You gotta fight. You gotta fight.
Right.
And now you get to go watch them play all their games. Good for you.
Right. Hey, Bobby. Looking at the draft, the players coming out of college, they got any good ones coming out, and it's a good one.
Well, you can ask me, but ask Mike. He knows more about the draft. I think because the Alvin Kamara situation. The reason why I say I love the running back from Notre Dame.
Boy, if he's there, he'd be hard to pass.
Yeah, and I don't know. All of a sudden, remember, it wasn't too many weeks ago. Oh, for sure we pick it in the top five. If not,
now I think you slotted eighth,
and then it might be.
Might be 10th before it's all over with.
We could end up hovering around there. I look at, like, Bobby, that's too high for a running back. All I know is look with Bijan Robinson. Now, they had one of them in Atlanta. I think he's going to have 2,000 yards from his scrimmage as a receiver and rushing. And you look at Saquon. He helped them win a Super Bowl, the Eagles, after he left the Giants.
Jahmyr Gibbs was picked 12th.
Okay, Jahmyr Gibbs, look what he means to the Lions. And that, now, you could have arguments on both sides. For instance, we all thought Jenty from Boise State, oh, he's going to be a difference maker for the Raiders. The Raiders are sorry. He ain't done nothing.
Well, yesterday was pretty good, though.
Oh, so he did good yesterday?
He did really good yesterday.
Okay, so it still counts. You got to run, but they got to open holes for him.
Bobby, he's getting hit in the backfield as a runner, which, okay, you got nothing in front of you. So I think a couple of names to watch. One would be Cornell Tate. He's the receiver opposite Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State. Man, Cornell Tate's talented. Now, sometimes you get overshadowed, but the last guy sort of overshadowed at Ohio State, guess what he's doing with the Bucks? Amika Abuka. That guy.
But he's kind of slacked off as of late. All the receivers were hurt. He really took off with Baker Mayfield. But both him and Baker Mayfield, boy, you know, choke job. Tampa Bay, they've gone from the penthouse to the outhouse. Now, they got to win their last two games. And they should.
Okay, they play Miami.
And they play the Panthers again.
And they play the Panthers again.
So they
again.
Control their destiny.
And guess who the Panthers play this week?
They play the Seahawks.
That's an L.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now.
No. So that's why, Tampa Bay might slip in, but it's been a choke job for them. And Baker Mayfield, again, went from an MVP candidate to Tyler Shuggs better than him. I'm not being a homer.
No,
I'm just telling you.
I think what you say is absolutely correct.
It changes month to month. I mean, you know, it's like the stock market go up and down. Like, oh man, I had a great month. The next one, what the hell?
I get rid of them stock that constantly go up.
Yeah,
and down
you know
like
what I'm
that.
Talking. Yeah,
yeah. Offensive guards. I think you need two. Go in veteran free agency and get both of them.
No, we tried that already. Mickey Loomis and the whole Saints organization, we drafted enough offensive linemen. We don't need Cesar Ruiz Jr. Like he was a first-round draft pick. I mean, that one fan called in Cesar Ruiz. Come on. He has not worked out. Now, we need a line, obviously, to work out. But I think if you're not going to get an impact or a skillful player, whether a wide receiver or a running back, you'd have to get like
a pass rusher
opposite of Chase Young. Yeah. And I'm going, like, with the youth. Some impactful player, but will they be there? They'll probably get drafted before we can take them, like Bain. And name the guy there.
Arvell Reese.
Okay.
He'll either go two or three.
Yeah.
Mendoza's going to go one. The big question mark is, and I think he kind of holds the football cards in his hands, Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon. Because he's only a one-year starter, 20 years old. It would be against the grain, Bob. I'm telling you, if he decides to come out, he'll be the second pick in the draft.
I want to see what he does against Texas Tech. Yeah, he kicked James Madison's behind.
But Oregon's defense.
James Madison played like Dolly Madison. I mean,
did you think they would score over 30 points against that defense?
Well, that at the end, those happened. They covered. I don't know. I took James Madison in the points, so they covered.
You were the only one to do that.
So they covered. That's a lot of points. I thought Tulane would cover. Tulane got freaking waxed back-to-back games. Come on, at least cover. Help the people that follow you. Come on, that's a lot of points. You have to have some kind of revenge factor. No damn revenge. It was like, I'm watching a Tulane-Ole Miss game. You got to be kidding me. Within the first, like, seven offensive plays, they had two touchdowns. Like three-play drive, four-play drive, like, whoa. It's like blitzkrieg. It's like, whoa, I know.
We're watching it as we're finishing the show. What in the world's happening here?
No, it looked like, again, the JV versus the varsity.
Thank you, Hollywood. We appreciate the call. When we come back, we'll get on Longshoreman. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by. They got the squares up for the Monday night game. You can hear that game right here on the Big 870 WWL at 7:30 tonight. And it's 49ers Colts. Let's see if the old Pops can pull one out with Philip Rivers, 44 years old.
If you're old and you love football, how can you not cheer for Philip Rivers?
What?
I mean, you have to. He's hanging in there. And you just look at the last game. And that could show you how the ball's coming out. That young quarterback, look how Philip Rivers knows to where to go with the ball. Now, he's a statue, but still, I mean, what is
he? Boy, he's coming out of there fast.
No, he weighs 260 pounds. I mean, he's a quarterback.
He ain't running away from you. Let's go.
But you know what? Before, Mike, you brought up Philip Rivers, so I got to comment on this. You know what else he did? He has like 10 kids, okay? And you know what's crazy? Everyone, you know, now in the world about insurance, health care and all that. You know, whatever. And so do you know, like, we're not a collectively bargain between the union and whether it's Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL. As an NFL player, when you finish playing, you have insurance for your family and for 5 years. And then you're on your own. And so he looked at it. Man, I got 10 kids and all that. And he goes, I can restart. I'll come back and play.
Restart the
clock. And so as soon as I finish playing, I got 5 more years that they're going to handle the insurance. Because he was up for like, he's the one
of
those.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Pro Football Hall of Fame. Maybe could slip in, but you got to wait like the 5 year thing. But I know I'm kind of making a joke about that. But no, think about that. He has a whole team. And make babies every other year, whatever. But yeah, so he'll have as soon as like next year, he'll have 5 more years. They got all his insurance taken care of.
And his son is one of the most highly recruited quarterbacks in the state of Alabama or in the Deep South.
Oh,
how about that?
Does he throw like Philip too, kind of, or does he come over the top?
It's a little bit more over the
top. Is that a shot put?
But it's not. Man, nobody throw the ball like Philip. I mean, that was almost like watching a guy in track throw the shot.
But you could throw
accurate.
Yeah, if you're accurate, you could throw a lot of different ways. You could throw it behind your back. If you're accurate, it doesn't matter.
Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, thank y'all for taking my call. And first of all, let me say Merry Christmas to you two boys and Luke, all the whole WWL crew that people don't know about working the sidelines. There's a lot of them out there. And Hollywood, Big John, all the other listeners and callers, I know Grant's out there and probably Craig Sally out there in the front of the little bar right there. Merry Christmas to y'all too.
Yep. So Longshoreman, I know you made the last home game. I didn't see you yesterday. Were you watching from your living room or what?
Bobby, I had a late night playing music Saturday night, so I went back to gather up the rest of my gear, and I watched the game at one of the little places I play over in Pascagoula. But that was a good game, man, and I just want to ask y'all a couple quick questions.
Okay.
So me and Charlie were talking about this. So what's your best way to bring back a winning attitude, the swagger, and the confidence on the team? What is the best way to bring that back?
Win.
Well, keep playing the Jets.
Yeah. But you got to win.
You got to win. You got to win. That's another NFL team. That's pros versus pros.
Okay. I'm going to keep you humble. I'm going to keep you humble, Longshoreman.
Oh, Bob, you ain't got to worry about that. You know I'm humble.
You know what's still scary right now? Okay, let's say we beat the Titans and we finish strong, going on a win streak. If you look at the strength of schedule and the teams that had winning records, we did not beat. And you look at the Cardinals, didn't have a winning record, and we end up losing to them. So what ends up happening, you're not in the bottom four or six.
Who was the quarterback in that game, though?
Still what I'm saying. No, so what if we win instead of 7-8? What if we go in 9-8, 8-9? Then you know what ends up happening? You're not good enough, but you're not bad enough, but you're not really good enough. You're not great. You know what I'm saying? To be truly a champion, like we win this with the Super Bowl. So then you hover in limbo land, you're like middle of the pack. That's what we got to avoid. That's why we got to hit on the draft with all these young players. I think we have
another
the right quarterback.
Draft.
Yes.
Another draft.
So, I don't know. Look how quickly the Patriots turned it around.
1 year.
Even Vrabel thought that they were playing more like for the 26 season. But look how quickly they turned around. Because even like as great as Drake May is, he didn't start the first six games. They went with Jacoby Brissett. Then Drake May comes in, and then look how they parlayed that. The Patriots might end up being the number one seed in the AFC. But I think that if we get our young players hitting the draft, that if we're training in the right way, that next year, that being the 2026 season, we definitely got to be hovering around 500. 8-9, 9-8. Now, the key is always to try and get the double-digit wins. Because to have a chance, you got to be in the dance, that being in the postseason. But then it would be almost, if you build upon where we had this year, let's say we finish strong and you get to 7 wins and we're 7-10. That's still a losing season. Well, you look at next year, well, hell yeah, we got to win more than 7 games, right? Now you have to look at strength and schedule, who you're playing and all that. Look, we've definitely went under Coach Moore. We've had the NFC South's number, and look where we're at right now. Well, we could finish 4-2 in the NFC South. If you beat Atlanta the last game, no one would have thunk it. I thought before the year, I go, yeah, we could go 3-3.
Just so, split it.
Yeah. So when I look right now, the season, really when you're holding the feet to the fire, and not like it ain't no 4 or 5 year plan, that's a bunch of crap. No, it would be more, are we truly relevant? Now, fans don't want to hear this, but now we really in the hunt, and we've truly turned things around, would be the 2027 season. The two magical teams, if you look at it, it's kind of been the Patriots and Seahawks. So you can maybe have one of those. But look at that Super Bowl win, how quickly it closes. Look where the Chiefs are at right now. The Bills, Josh Allen, he's thinking, man, Pat Mahomes on the playoffs. I got to do it now and see what's going to happen.
Did anybody think Jacksonville, with first-year head coach with Liam Cohen, would do what they're doing today
and look
at Trevor?
And to show you how quickly Trevor's now turned into the prince, not the fake prince, a real prince. You look at the Jaguars. They went to Denver and spanked that ass. They whipped Sean Payton and the Broncos.
They really confused Bo Nix in that game. He was just throwing it up.
And Sean probably was ticked off at this. I think the weather in Denver this time of the year was like in the 60s. Well, if you're in Jacksonville, there's not no inclement weather. Well, you got to be able to handle the cold weather, Mile High Stadium. What? It was in the 60s. It didn't bother the Jaguars. No, the Jaguars, look where they're at the beginning of the year, look what their record was. So it can happen within a season, but you always want to give fans hope. That's why we need to finish this season strong. Then everyone's going to be in that number next year, the Who That Nation. Well, look where we're at. Well, then we got the right quarterback. We got to get the right pieces.
Now put the pieces, free agency, and the draft.
Yeah, and you're all excited about the draft. Who are we going to have? So, but no, if we get to 7 wins, hell yeah, in 2026, we better win more than 7 games, right? If you're trending in the right direction.
We'll be back. Thank you, Longshoreman. Appreciate the call. Merry Christmas to you, bud. We'll be back with more Second Guest right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in our number one of the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Got another hour here at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to tell everybody at 5:40 we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Houston Cougars, former Tulane coach Willie Fritz will join us here on second guest. More second guest right after this news break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.